I'm so imbued with my own assumptions about the importance of the appearance issue.
For the record, let's be clear though that when we say I'm interested in not worrying about this, what I'm saying is I'm not so interested in dealing with appearances that we create such a broad and sweeping approach to this that it's hard to find the specific violations that have substantive damage to the state. And it's my difficulty in trying to read your mind underneath these words. I'm just basically setting stage for further discussion and thanking you for your reminding me to ask. That's where I'm going to be looking at.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Johnson, I had a question that was passed to me by another legislator, but the question that basically they had, do you envision the Ethics Commission members to have to meet any sort of conflict requirements?
Oh, yes, they're subject to all the provisions of this code. And they have to report, they have to do all kinds of, and their reports all have to be public because they can't make an own judgment in their case that they're not.
Okay, thank you.
We have two more people wanted to ask questions, and we do have to be out of the room in about 5 minutes. Senator Lassen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just, I don't want to appear critical, but it seems to me that, I guess we share one thing in common, yourself and the legislators, that when we put something before a committee, you know, that we've drafted, it's the perfect vehicle, and any way, if we change any way, it's going to destroy the whole point we're trying to make. And I would think we all share that. But it bothers me a little that you keep referring to this, that if there's any change that's going to be made, it's going to be perception out there that, in other words, you've preempted the high ground, so you're sort of putting us in the box, not being able to do what we think is right for our constituency or for the state of Alaska, because by deviating, we're going to be the bad guys. That bothers me a lot. But I think it might give us a little comfort in as much as I think if the good Lord brought something down to our committee and said, this is what I want, if you change it, going to have some deep, very difficult problems. I think we'd probably change it anyway. But I don't like to be preempted by someone saying that if you endeavor to improve it or change it, you're the bad guy. I don't like that position.
I think that's a valid point, and I apologize if I've created the impression of the arrogance that this is the only way to do it. There is a problem, however, in the legislative process with the way in which people go about changes. Now, you are accountable for whatever changes you propose. There are a lot of changes some of you can propose that could be improvements. Maybe the language is vague in some areas. I'm sure it is. And if you can propose that, we'll first endorse it. I guess I should distinguish between changes that effectively delete limitations. Somebody saying things like, oh, we don't need that here, or that kind of thing, which affects it from the idea of changing a definition here or there, or changing the language, and maybe even changing some restrictions. I apologize for suggesting that you shouldn't do your job. You need to do your job. You're accountable. Independent judgment requires that you do your job. On the other hand, I hope in some way through the program, the materials we've given you, we've earned some measure of respect. Some measure that we have done this with a genuine effort and a feeling and a respect for the body and its purposes so that at least you can assume there's some very good reason. There may have been hours of discussion that have gone into it. Now, if you in turn commit your own hours of discussion and say that we disagree, then I think that's exactly perfect. But if somebody on whim just says, I don't want this, you know, then that gets a little scary to us, you know, and that's all I really meant to convey.
Senator Halpin.
Chair. One of the things that this seems to concentrate on is, of course, campaigns, financing, and financial issues. And it seems that it's easy to get legislative bodies to talk about somebody else's ethics, but not very often easy to get them to talk about their own. What I'm curious about is, what is the effective date of this legislation going to be? If it is, in fact, the 1st of July, and then it covers half the Senate, at least half the Senate, and every member of the House, in terms of a campaign cycle and all the things everybody has to go through, then it's a real step with regard to doing something about ethics. But if the effective date is delayed so that essentially it is talking about somebody else's ethics or ethics after the fact, after the whole next campaign cycle, to January 1st of 1991, then have we done anything?
In our statute, we propose that it be effective June 1st, 1990. And we chose June because we want the commission to start. It's going to be a while before the commission gets set up. It's got to be charged up. We know the fiscal year is really July. Now, obviously, you can choose. I want to say one other thing. There's been some talk, and I'll be candid about saying, well, people are playing politics with this, that some people are going to be voting for this in the hope that some other people vote against it. And as a result, that they get to look like the good guys and somebody else looks like the bad guys by that. I would like to think that anybody who speaks in favor of this and votes for it ought to live up to it, whether it passes or not.
Just a follow-up. So you believe that it's essential that it take place in this cycle and affect the people that are going to be voting for it in this legislature?
I won't choose the word essential. I think it's important. I think it should happen. It wouldn't defeat the whole purpose of this legislation from my point of view if it didn't, but it would be sad that we lost a year.
We were due out of the room here about 2 minutes ago. Brief comments, Senator Representative Boucher and Representative Martin.
I'm going to get let me focus on this. I'm a House member trying to get caught up on this, and this was commissioned by the Alaska State Senate. So there's been little or no House involvement, although I've had the opportunity to talk to you. And my concern is not whether it's good or bad, but do we just take this as though you've come down from Mount Sinai with 10 commandments and do it? And I want to do it. I mean, I want to do what is right. But my concern, you have a commitment from the Senate if this was finished, that your bill would come to the Senate floor and it would be passed. Did you understand that?
No. No, not at all. I will tell you, we have had no work with the Senate either, other than they employed us. We took notes. We have had as much input from the House as the Senate. In fact, more since they're more House people. There has been no special, other than the first discussion where when we were employed and we discussed with Senator Kelly, Senator Pershaw, and Senator Fakes, the scope, worked out the language, and then the follow-up of the procedures with Senator Pershaw. This was designed to be, and I don't want to interfere with the politics, so forgive me, a legislative package. The Senate paid our bill. You know, they've paid us, and we're grateful for that. But we view this, that we have no more responsibility to the Senate than to you, as members of the House, and we didn't think we did when we prepared this.
How much did you get out of it?
Yes, I guess
what happened to the first
and by the way, I received no money from this. There's some talk in the paper. We are a nonprofit institute. I get no salary.
I could care less about it.
Well, some people
can. If you did a good job, you should get paid for it. I'm thinking of the process. And
yes,
sometimes one body does something, and then all of a sudden it comes like a hot rock from the other direction, and we have it's a bit more debate on the House side, to be quite candid.
But remember, this is the first official participation, and it's a joint committee. So I think, in all fairness, I don't think the Senate is lobbying this over to the House, and I don't want to speak for the Senate. This is a joint committee. You're both getting it simultaneously. I met with the Speaker of the House this morning and the President of the Senate, so we've made every effort to make this bicameral.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is throughout the process in the thing, I guess I'm a bit concerned about this massive amount of information to absorb in a very short period of time, and you must admit that the majority of us are laypersons here, not attorneys, and we have to ask questions about what these various things mean. So that's my only concern. In other words, I won't be left in the position that, hey, you're a bad guy if you don't just take this right exactly as it is. And I guess that's my biggest concern.
I apologize again. That was the point made there, and I think that's fair. I do think, though, that maybe there's enough that you can make a judgment, and you should know the Senate knows no more about it than you do. Nobody saw an advance copy of this. Nobody saw this thing until this morning, and so both houses, all people are being faced. We will be here all day tomorrow. I'll be available on the telephone for anything I can do to help. This is a terribly important mission, and I thank you so very much for your willingness to even consider
it. Very brief.
Well, it is very brief. I kind of wholeheartedly disagree with Mr. Bouncer because it's not like this is all new. I think most of us read the Bible in the past. We've been living this for 10, 15, 20 years. So what you say here is kind of a rehash. It's like the Declaration of Independence. They lived it for 100 years and then they finally put it on paper. And I think that we can do this in the 30 days left. I hope that we make an honest attempt to do something. At least 85% of it I would approve of.
Let me just conclude with our procedure that we've roughed out this morning for the Senate treatment of the bill. As we speak, legal is redrafting this into either a sponsor substitute for the bill that the Legislative Ethics Committee introduced earlier this year, or a committee substitute that would be Judiciary Committee, Senate Judiciary Committee. Our efforts will be first in the Senate Judiciary Committee, followed undoubtedly by the Senate Finance Committee. and we will be trying to get a bill by as quickly as possible. How the House cares to handle it is certainly your business. There's nothing to prevent you from concurrently beginning the same process.
Thank you.
Representative Gall.
Thank you, sir. I'd like a copy of the CS if I could. And secondly, are you going to do something to look at the existing legislation and this legislation and specifically address similarities and conflicts? Because a lot of us have put a certain amount of time in these.
Right. As a matter of fact, we're going to do that both with the campaign finance bill that I don't know if you have I think you have a similar bill. We've also put time into that, an ethics bill. Frankly, initial review, there is a lot of overlap on the things that we've done.
We did consider that all deliberately. We had every amendment proposed. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We tried to include it.
I would just say that we're going to do that as well. We do have 327 in the House of the campaign finance bill. We've got the ethics bill. Having access to your collective work would be very helpful.
Senator Helper.
I hope Mr. Joseph will be able to go over and work with our legislative drafter. Because in my experience, our legislative drafters could take this thing and make it into a whole different critter. It started out to be a three-legged stool. I thought it could have seven legs by the time it comes back.
Well, I might understand your legislative drafter is going to be writing this.
No.
I thought he was just going to put a new cover page on.
No. Well, let me say a couple things. Number one, we are not
satisfied with that.
You know, our instructions are don't change any substantive thing. At the same time, I think in fairness, you know, and quite honestly, we are not changing our drafting manual because of the way you chose.
Does that mean you're going to take out the commentary and the guidelines?
I don't know. Yeah, we're going to draft.
Then you'll destroy the code. I want to make that very clear so there's no ambiguity on my position. And, you know, if you take out the commentary and the guidelines, all you have left is a lot of strict statutes that people will interpret their own way. You have not solved your problem, sir.
Well, we may
make some purposes.
You can.
Yeah, we may have other alternatives.
Come up with all
you have other codes that have commentary. You have the Uniform Commercial Code. This is only a question of what you want to do. You have the power to do what you want to do. And if you decide to change the format, please at least understand it changes the thrust, it changes the spirit, and that's your privilege. But I hope it doesn't happen inadvertently. I mean, if you want to do that on purpose, do it.
We've got to go. Thank you very much. And I understand you're going to be available.
Sam
is here today.